Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy, and you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid, it's not working. Hey guys.
Hi, today we're going to be podcasting out of Raquel's van. And it's so comfortable. And
it really is.
It's big back here.
A lot of space. When you're on a road trip, you know, at least four kids can lay down in the back.
Oh, my goodness.
And three uncomfortable adults can lay back here.
Seven people can fit back here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness. It is rather comfortable and cozy, and I feel inconspicuous, and hopefully nobody sees us and they don't come and interrupt, because I'll be pissed off.
I don't think they will.
Yeah. So what are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to be talking about what is a good man.
This is the episode that you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
You sing really good.
Yes, I do. What a man, what a man.
Oh, my goodness.
What a man, what a mighty, mighty good man.
See?
Nah, there
you
go. Up.
You should totally. Okay, so what makes a good man? What is a good man?
What is the definition of a man? Like an actual man? Like, what's that dictionary definition look like?
An adult human. That's all. That's
okay. Well, define adult. Like, is it like age? Is it like 18 and older, or like
until he is an adult? Is a person who is fully grown or developed?
Okay. Well, that's up for debate.
Mm.
What's yeah, fully developed?
Fully developed, like the brain part of fully developed.
Oh, like the physical standpoint of a person?
Because
I know some men who are adults that are not.
A man?
Yeah.
They think like a child.
Look like a man, think like a child. I'm going to write a book on it.
Yeah, I bumped into quite a few.
What's a
They're
good so age?
They're so good looking, too.
Like, what is, oh, yeah.
So good looking.
The irresponsible,
oh, God.
Immature are the ones who are, like, dreamy to die for.
You just want them so bad. You just want them so bad.
Come it's to like, me.
The minute you do get that time with them, it's like you're breaking your neck just to get up out of their house or the bar that you were at with them. Because either they're crazy or they're dirty.
What's an ideal age for you? Like, do you need a certain age of a man?
A certain age of a man. Well, I thought
he has to be older than 18 for sure.
Oh yeah, most deaf. But nowadays, I think they have to be older than 27.
Oh, 27.
Because they are the guys that I'm bumping into. I don't know what it is. But they have the mind of a millionaire, and they're only thousandaires. And they think that they're rap kings or rap gods.
Oh, my God.
And they're looking for baddies.
And they're
baddies.
Like 40. They're looking for baddies.
And
they're 40.
You know, they don't.
Like they're 20 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, they're still like, you know, oh, God.
I really like a 30, like 30 and up. Like 35 is like an ideal age.
Mm-hmm.
40 is, I mean, for me, no, I wouldn't want like a 40 and more. Like, I don't think I would get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like,
well,
I think after
different.
Like a certain age, a man starts to smell a certain way.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
And I smell a certain way.
I think. Also, I don't know why I think that. I feel like, the older the man is, like, their shit stinks a lot more.
What?
And then their hair grows like thicker.
Oh, I don't know that it's
so
like
weird.
It's unruly after a certain time. Like it's uncontrollable in the nose and in the ears. Like that drives me crazy. You know, every day you see sprout from your ear. Trim it. You're rubbing your nose and that one nose hair is just wiggling out and on top of your skin nose. Like, I'm done.
Also, like, if a man is a certain age, mm-hmm. let's say, like, he's 40.
Okay.
And he drinks or he smokes, his skin starts to look different.
Like, his, it starts his to face look, even. Like, their
like
nose.
It droops.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you ever seen, like, people who drink, like, a lot of alcohol, their nose seems to grow?
That's
like, it, like,
so weird.
Bubbled. Like, it bubbled up. Like, it bubbles up.
Never.
It's really ugly. Really ugly. And people tell me, you know, like, I've asked before, like, why is that man's nose so ugly? I don't understand. Like, oh, you know, Joe, he's an alcoholic. Most alcoholics' noses are just like that. I was like, well,
oh my God.
Let's mark that on the list. I don't want none of that.
Okay, so what characteristics are you looking for in a man?
A like, sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
And I Be don't funny. Like dry. I don't
oh,
dry humor.
Oh, my God. I love dry
you
humor.
You do?
Yes. I'm dry
like
humor,
it.
So, like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who don't get dry humor,
yeah.
they don't think shit is funny.
Well, I don't understand.
You don't understand?
I just don't understand. I just sit there and look.
Okay,
you hear crickets.
They have to be funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
And carry on
I
a conversation.
Somebody, okay, yeah. Somebody who can talk.
Yeah.
About something, like, irrelevant and that I care about, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I can listen to you talk about, I don't know, like, guns or sports.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I
but
like
can
sports.
Can you talk about shit that I want to talk about, too?
I think me as a person and in how I'm programmed, if you're my guy, I'm going to be interested in pretty much everything you have to talk about.
Oh,
I am probably so ridiculous.
Woman.
Ugh. Yeah. Far from it.
I just want somebody who's like honest and upfront, like
oh,
blunt
yeah.
as fuck. I want you to
Please
be like,
don't
look.
Cheat on me.
Yeah.
I have seen women cry and boohoo and even like see the fear in their eyes. And until it's done to you, like, damn.
Oh,
I will never cheat on somebody.
I've had, Dee told me once, you need to have sex with me more or I'm going to look for another woman.
Jesus. And I've been
Isn't
told.
Isn't that the kind of honesty that you want? But
and
then when
I,
it happens,
and
it's
I've
like,
been
uh-uh.
Oh, yeah. And I've been told that if you let yourself go, oh, I'm going to run around on you all day.
Oh, my God.
That's what I was told.
See, that's the kind of honesty that we ask for. But then it's like.
I didn't ask for honesty. I did not ask for honesty.
Don't tell me that.
I'm over here breastfeeding your son, nigga. And you're going to tell me if I let myself go.
Rephrase. Cracker.
Shit.
Let yourself go.
Yeah. So I guess if I do ask for it, then I need to be. You know, don't freak
like,
out. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I meant, like, be honest with me. Is my hair fucked up?
Yeah. Do I have a bugger going out of the door like I'm going to work?
That's all I want. That's the kind of honesty that I want.
That's
not that you're going to chase baddies if I fall apart.
Yes.
Does he have to be like a certain color or like a certain height?
Baby, you already know about me. I love all men. God made them.
I used to have a type, like, if you were 6 foot or taller and so dark, only, like, if I turned the lights off, I couldn't see you. I used to love, like, the dark chocolate.
Wow.
Man, just, like, it looks like a chocolate
she
bunny.
She said, if we couldn't find you in the dark. Oh, no. Could you imagine?
Come at me at night.
Oh, my God.
That used to be my type, or at least I thought. Well, that's like the superficial type that I'm looking
mm-hmm.
that I was looking for. Like,
mm-hmm.
I want you to look this part. I want you to look a certain
mm-hmm.
way. But then I ended up not being attracted to, like, that personality that
mm-hmm.
came with those people.
Yeah.
So.
What are some of the characteristics that you're looking for?
I don't know that I'm so shallow. Like, as far as like looks and personality, no. As far as personality goes, I just want you to like, I just want him to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to not overanalyze everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to just take stuff at face value and compliment me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be somebody who is is loving and romantic. I really like romantic stuff.
Oh, I love.
Like, I want you to buy me stuff for no reason.
Don't you love those like, getting her panty movies? Oh, I love those too.
I want you to like play with my hair, just like, or can you, or like not all the time though, but like brush my hair or paint my toenails or something. Or like rub my feet. Or just like ask me, how was my day?
Yeah.
I like that.
Or just, you know what I like? When I'm walking up and the look in your face, like you miss me. Like, oh, thank God, there she is. You know what I'm saying?
Like you just came and saved my life.
Oh, my God. I love that. I love that.
Does he have to make a certain amount of money?
Please don't be broke or homeless.
At least have, like, a job.
A job would be nice.
You can get paid weekly, bi-weekly. You can get paid less than me. That's okay. Yeah.
And you need to be, like, your job, like, you're stable.
Just don't ask me for no money.
Oh, God.
Hey, can I ask you? It's okay. Cents?
It's okay. As long as you can pay me back or... And what I do... Even, like, with the people that I hang with, I always make sure that there's someone financially I can hang with. So if I ever had to ask them for money, I can pay them back. But my goal is to never have to ask them. But if I do,
we're talking about your man.
Oh, my man. Like, yeah,
do you want your man asking you for money? Hey, I got to go to the store. Give me money for groceries. Absolutely not. Like,
no, that's not money.
The lifestyle really does depend. If we're married or, you know, we have a joint account or... You know, your job is something else. Mm-hmm. Or let's just say, like, he's a stay-at-home dad and he doesn't have money coming in. That's different.
I mean, that is different. You know what I'm saying?
There's some standard there. You have to have...
Well, then that means that the person that is making the money needs to find time to allow that other spouse to go out and be able to do that. Because a lot of the times, one spouse relies on that person just to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that's when the game switches. That's all you do. And that's when the resentment comes in. But you're like, wait a minute. Oh, this is what we agreed on.
It is a story for another day.
Yes, but I would like my man to have
some money, any money.
Yeah, some money.
$2, you got savings. I don't want you to, you know, we going out to eat and you're looking at me to pay the bill.
I don't mind paying the bill. I don't mind paying for dinner.
Not every time.
I do want to feel loved.
I can split.
Yeah, I would. I have no problem with splitting. Just give it back to me. That's my hair money. My nail money. That's my baby's money.
That's just my baby.
I got to be able to take care of him.
What about, like, are you looking for a man that has, like, some similarities as you?
Similarities. Well, what do you mean?
Like, okay, I have dry humor. I would like somebody who has some dry humor or some understanding of dry humor.
Yes, that would make
sense. Goofiness is okay. But we have to have at least some sort of similarity so that we can get each other. Like, if we both work out, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can have a man that doesn't work out. Because that's just not me. If we don't eat the same diet, that's fine too, but at least have like some similarity. Like, you're not bringing meat in my house. It's not going to happen. Don't bring meat in here.
No meat.
So some similarity to some extent. We don't have to be exactly alike. We don't have to like the same types of movies or the same types of music.
Or agree on the same things all the time.
No, but we do have to have some sort of understanding. And there's some underlying similarities so that we can get each other at least.
Does that also factor in if, like, he was a Trump supporter and you weren't?
Oh, my God.
Like, because that's...
Politics and religion.
That's kind of big, man, because you are a family. You are a unit.
Yeah.
In some ways, you got to have one
mind. If you don't have the same, like, the view on politics and religion, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
I don't know. No, it's not.
It's not. You got to give it up.
Yeah.
I think there's a questionnaire that you need to ask a man when you meet them. What are your religious beliefs? What are your political beliefs?
Yeah.
What do you do when you wake up in the morning? Do you brush your teeth first?
Or do you eat breakfast first?
Or do you take a shit first? Oh. See, We'll see where your priorities are.
Lord. As long as you do it in the guest bathroom, I don't have to smell it. Because God knows, yeah, no, I'll pass out, throw up. No.
Do they have to have a certain level of, like, cleanliness?
Oh. Yes. Listen.
Like, is that a deal? Like, what are some deal
breakers? Godliness is next to cleanliness.
Oh, wait. Is it cleanliness is next to godliness?
Cleanliness is next to godliness. Godliness is next to cleanliness.
Same thing.
Either way, they're next to one another. And I need you to be clean.
Let's say you like
smell nice. Ooh. Oh, ooh, baby, I will rip off your clothes.
Okay. I ain't ripping your clothes off.
No, I will.
I like to grab you smell by the collar. Behind the neck, like the ear, neck, ear area.
I like to bite them there.
And then the...
I just like to nibble.
I like to sniff the beard and like rub the beard on my face.
I like to pull the hair on the beard. I like to pull the beard. Pull it, yank on it. I even like to slap sometimes.
Slap what?
Just randomly walk up to him and hit him.
Hit him where?
Anywhere.
Grab his balls a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Kind of squeeze.
Come on him.
Yeah. That's the best. Like, put them in your mouth.
Oh, my God. Right.
Had to throw $100 on him one time. No, baby, you keep that. You spend that on whatever it is that you really want.
You deserve it. You earned it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's... So, for instance, I'm going to paint a picture for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a nice paintbrush right here.
Okay.
Okay, so this is my canvas. There is this beautiful man.
Mm-hmm.
He has tons of money.
He's 6'3", or at least.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm superficial, so I said money first.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to paint. This is your picture. I have to erase that. Take it off.
Okay, take it off.
Okay. There's this beautiful man.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
He is mixed with white and black.
Mm.
He has tan-ish skin.
Oh, yeah.
With hazel eyes.
Oh, wow.
Curly golden hair.
Or preferably bald.
Scratch that. Erase the hair. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's bald.
Oh, my God.
He has a beard with, like, patches of gray, which is so, like, mature and cute. And he is a fit frame, not too chiseled, but not out of shape. Mm-hmm. And he just treats you so well. He cooks you dinner. He cleans your house. He asks how your day is. He is just the perfect man. You go to his house.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk in the room.
Yeah.
You see underwear on the floor. You go in the restroom. You see ashes on the toilet.
Oh my God.
In the sink. You see hair in the sink. The toothbrush doesn't have a cap. There's rings around the toilet. There's rings around the bathtub. You see clothes everywhere. There's dishes piled in the sink. And it's not a great smell.
Oh my God.
That a deal breaker? What are you going to do with this man?
Oh, God.
You're going to love him from a distance? You're going to take him under your wing and show him how to clean?
Wait.
Or are you
done? Is this like the first time, like, of like going over to his place and I see it?
You've been dating this man for 6 months.
Oh, no. No, because in 6 months' time, I have already addressed it. Maybe in a funny, joking manner. And then I have already approached you and said, hey, you need some help.
What if this is the first time? What if, like, you've been dating him for 6 months and you thought he was this perfect man. And then you were thinking, like, oh, my God, this is the one. I want to marry him.
Yeah.
He may ask me to marry him. And then one day he asks you over his house and he says, oh, I'm sorry. I haven't gotten around to cleaning. And then you're like, oh, no, it's okay. My house is junky all the time. But then you walk in and you see, like, this junk is not, like, the average junk.
It's like filth.
So is this, like, okay, hold on. You're not the perfect man. I don't want to marry you. Let me back up. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, like, okay, baby, please, we got to have a conversation.
I would have a conversation. I don't want to just be like,
Oh my God, there's no hope for me.
Burn off.
There's no hope for me.
In some situations, Like, if you approach me and we got that, like, from afar, we had chemistry, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you're eyeing each other, you walk up finally, and your breath smells like a turd fresh out the oven.
Oh,
I'm not
going to
call you.
Right.
I am not. No.
That is a deal breaker.
I am looking. That is when I'm looking like, should I back up?
Stanky ass breath
should
is
I pick
a
my nose?
Deal breaker.
Can I force a fart to happen so I can get the hell away from you? I cannot.
That's a deal breaker for
that
sure.
That is a deal breaker.
Okay, so.
Even a booger. Mm. No, thank you.
Stanky breath is definitely a deal breaker.
Oh, my God.
For me, and I know this is so shallow, but if you have a pet, I don't want you.
What? I think a man with an animal is so sexy. Because it shows his gentle side.
That makes sense. I get that. But see, I don't want to be around you with your dog, and then I go to your house, and your dog has hair that's shedding, and it's all on my pants, and on my sweater, and on my bags, and then my shoes smell like dog breath.
And the dog's always coming up to you, sniffing you in your crotch. I don't like that
I don't
part.
Like animals. I do not.
Mm.
That's a deal breaker for me.
I'm even thinking about getting a dog, so.
Well, then I won't eat your food anymore. I don't eat anybody's food from home. First of all, I don't even like people to cook food for me unless, you cook it at my house.
Okay.
Second of all, if you have animals, I'm definitely not eating from your house.
Because you fear that the dog is making the food, too? Or that the adults are holding the animals over the food that they're preparing for you?
I don't know. The hair is everywhere. People kiss their dogs in the mouth. Or
that
even
is
their cats.
So gross.
If their cats are
on the
countertop.
I even knew a couple that would let their dog drink from the toilet. How in God's name?
Oh.
Y'all sit down on that toilet. And y'all are like.
I didn't even think of that. Because I was thinking well, isn't that what dogs do? But I don't know.
They don't know any better. You don't let them go up to your shitty toilet that you've been shitting and pissing in. Y'all already had the stomach bug come through. You're letting your dog drink out the toilet water. That's so rude.
I'd
serve you some toilet water. See how you like it.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that. What if they have kids? Now, nowadays, it depends on the age. For me, when I was
younger. The age of kids?
No, the age of the man.
Because,
the age of the man will probably determine if they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But for me, if you would have asked me this maybe 5 years ago, you could not have kids. I do not want to deal with a man who has kids. I just, no.
And I would have said the same thing, too.
I was too young for that.
And only because I don't want to deal with your baby mama. Coming at me. God forbid if I take a picture and they're with me and I say something and she responds back, you're welcome, bitch. Them are my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel so bad. And
so I actually dated a guy that had a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And this was probably about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked him, but I don't think I liked him enough.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of not liking him enough, I didn't like his daughter.
Oh, Lord.
Not that I didn't like her. I liked her, but she annoyed me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was too young to be somebody's mother.
Yeah.
And the mom, I didn't really have an issue with her. We didn't speak. So, he would pick her up or whatever. But I just didn't, I did them a favor. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, I don't want to date you anymore. And she missed me for a little bit, but then she forgot about me.
Yeah.
But I just, but now, since I have two kids, it's if
different.
I were to date somebody else,
they
would have to have kids too, so that at least they would understand what it's like to be a parent or understand, for me. And then I wouldn't want, another man to feel like, oh, she has baby daddy issues.
True. Yeah.
So I would at least want some level of understanding if I were to date a man with
no
kids.
Oh yeah, there's nothing more annoying than people who don't have kids because they act weird. is that your kid? So dirty. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
It's a kid. They're supposed to be dirty. Go sit your ass down somewhere. You remember when you were a fucking kid? Shit. That just annoys me. People who don't know how to act around kids, get out of my face. Yeah, so I would need to, I agree on that one. I would need to have a man that, you know, maybe has had kids or already grown.
Mm. Nowadays, like if you're dating like a 40, 50 year old man, he probably has grown kids.
True. But you still need to be nice to mine. And if one of my kids want to wrestle, you better go down there and wrestle with him.
I'm going to get your old ass gray hair and all.
Yep. go outside or change it up. Something. But one thing I've noticed about older men is they're touchy. Or they want attention.
I've heard that. I've never been with like an older man, but I've heard that.
Like you could be before social distancing, and I don't know how they're even coping. Okay.
How are you dealing with life?
Because they can't touch nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like I remember like last year, a gentleman who, you know, liked me, whatever. And I thought he was very attractive too. But the only reason why I stopped talking to him or I didn't pursue him, and I feel shallow, was because
it's okay, baby. I'm really shallow.
He started gaining weight in the belly area. And you should have seen him before. Like, damn.
That they say when you fall in love, you gain weight or you lose weight.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could put up with a double chin or a heavy butt. But the stomach area, that's going
to
be a problem.
I want you to do like some push-ups or something or go running. Or
yeah,
because
I can't ride you the right way.
Okay.
You're going to hit it from the back?
That's a good turn.
What you going to do? You're going to sit your belly on my butt? No, that's not going to work.
That's a good turn.
That's not going to work at all.
Okay, so having kids is not a deal breaker?
Yeah, having kids
I don't even remember how we got on that.
I know. Because we both have babies and we...
What about, like, a level of intelligence? Like, if you... Mm-hmm. If a man is, like, dumb, and when I say
insecure.
Dumb... Oh, that's a deal breaker.
I'm going to mow
If you're
you
insecure,
down.
Like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have to answer, like, why are you on your phone?
Yeah.
Or, like... Who are you talking to? Or what are you doing? And why are you always on your laptop?
Mm-hmm.
And how many businesses are you going to open?
Yeah.
And what else do you need to do to make yourself happy? And it's just like, oh, nobody wants an insecure man.
No.
Nobody, guys, we don't like that. We don't like that. We want our man to say, yes, show off your stomach.
Yeah.
Yes, wear your natural hair.
Or you know how you feel if you eat that? No.
What?
You know how you feel if you eat that? You know, like when you're craving something.
No.
You know how you're gonna feel if you eat that. Like
I want. Look,
yeah, you're
if
right.
I
you're
want
right. I'm gonna
chocolate,
feel shitty.
I want you to say, I want.
You want to come over here and share it with me?
No,
I want some of that chocolate.
I want you to share my chocolate.
Oh, I'm gonna share chocolate with him.
No, if I want chocolate, I want him to buy it for me.
Yeah.
Buy me the damn chocolate. Mm. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Don't try to share it. Mm. Don't try to be sweet.
You can share with
typically,
me.
The only time that I want chocolate is when I'm on my period.
Mm.
I do like sweetness and romanticism.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word, right?
Yeah. It is now.
It is, right?
Yeah. It most certainly is, Kaylin.
Romanticism? That's a word.
Romanticism?
Okay.
I think it is.
What my point was...
Oh, shoot. Is it leaving? Catch it quick. Don't let the thought go. Don't you hate that?
Okay, yes. A deal breaker is insecurity.
Oh.
It's like you can... Your insecurities should not outweigh your personality.
Yeah.
If you have more insecurities than you have, like, positive aspects,
mm-hmm.
I can't deal with you. Mm-hmm. I can't. Also, what I can't deal with is if you are not... At least not street smart. Like, I'm okay with like a little bit of, you know, if you're not like textbooky and
mm-hmm.
you don't really know what certain words mean, like I can get that.
But yeah.
If you and I, the man, not you and I, because
mm-hmm.
we're
good.
It's fine.
Yeah. We're great.
If the man can't like, hold a conversation with me and like stay on the same mental level and I don't have to like keep going back and like explaining stuff, then I'm cool. But if he's just dumb.
Oh, no.
Doesn't understand, like, street smarts or the current slang or isn't up on the top trends.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on in the world. I have met people like that.
Yeah. Like, I want you to know, like,
that would irritate me. That would really irritate me. I need someone who's
strong. It seems like older men wouldn't know, though.
Because I've always, yeah, I've always been around.
But, you know, that's a good, that can be a good thing. So say, like, you like an older man, and he's not really up on the topics and the trends because he's just like, oh, that news, it's so negative. I don't want to listen to that negativity. And then you just bring him with, like, okay, babe, these are the current events. And he's, like, interested in listening to you. He's like, oh, okay. He feels like you're teaching him something. And then in return, you feel like, oh my God, I'm an asset. He needs me to tell him what's going on.
What's going on? No, I haven't met any gentlemen in that age that don't know. That aren't like up to date with current stuff. So that's good. Cause that would irritate me. And I need a man who's tall. I need something to climb. Let's be real.
Is it a deal breaker if
he's an asshole? Yes.
Okay.
Fuck you.
What's an asshole?
Oh my God. Someone who's like, I think of an asshole as a man who nags. Have you ever met a man who nags?
Oh yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Where's the rooftop?
What's nagging though? Like, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Oh shoot. Sorry about that, guys. Someone's trying to get a hold of me.
She has a new ringtone.
Oh, yes. It's called The Drunk Batman.
I think I saw a video of it.
I did, too. I loved it. I was like, I love that. So every time I hear it, I'm like, yes. Let's get drunk. Not really.
If he's an asshole.
If he's an asshole.
Like an asshole, always, like.
I mean, like, oh, hey, did you remember to pick that up for ketchup from the store? Oh, no, I forgot. Man, you always forget. Always forgetting something. Always saying, I forgot. You never can seem to find it. And I can find it when I come up behind you. And then you do this. And then you're over there. And then you're doing that. And I already asked you if you wanted to come over here and watch a movie. But then you said yes, but you were spending 20 minutes over there with Mandy, helping her make a mask. And it's like, I'm done.
That's too much.
I'm done.
I'm gonna bang my head.
Like, I just get, like, anxiety. And then I want to cry. And I feel like the worst person. The worst.
I'm about to cry.
Yeah. It's sad.
Also, like, an asshole to me is, first of all, don't be talking about how I look today.
Exactly.
I don't know. One time I had a guy say, why'd you wear your hair like that? It's not cute when you wear it like that. And I'm like, okay, well, should I not wear my hair like this around him? Or should I just continue to wear it and he can just tell me how ugly he thinks that I am with my hair like this. Like, that, you're not the man for me.
No.
The man for me loves my hair no matter how it is.
And he knows how to get what he wants.
Messy bun or whatever.
Exactly. He could say, oh, that's a interesting, you know, hairstyle. Or
That's different.
I always liked it when you wore it like, or.
Or it can be slick and say, I might not like this either. Did you forget to comb your hair today?
Oh, no. You deserve a shoe thrown at you. I'm going to reach out and touch you real good.
Did you forget to comb your hair? Why? What's wrong with it? Oh, it just looks different. Motherfucker.
Yeah, they just always have to say something. You know how many things I wanted to say and I just didn't? Like, I notice everything about a person. And I can't. No. You're always saying something. Always saying something.
Your dick's too small.
Oh, man. I should totally do that. That pisses them off because they know it's real. You can't do shit. You can't do shit. If a woman walks up and you like her, but her titties are too small, I'm pretty sure her pussy's still good and her booty still works just as well. So you're still going to get something. Motherfucker, you're going to come up to me and tell me, you want me to be a little smaller. You wondered what I look like before. Baby, what did you look like at 25?
You had kids.
What did you look like?
This. Oh, wait. The man? I'm like, I didn't change. The man probably looked a little less wrinkly, without gray hair, without, like, that stench of cigarettes in his fingernails. Mm. Oh, that is a deal breaker.
A deal breaker.
Smoking is a deal breaker.
It's like so sad. It's a nasty habit. I don't smoke cigarettes because I've actually seen someone die of COPD. Mm. That is rough.
Family
watch that? Oh hell no!
My
kids have asthma. Mm. We can't do that. Mm-mm. You can't be in my car. I wouldn't even let my ex-mother-in-law. She's like, it's okay. I do it all the time. I'll just run out my window. Yeah, you used to do it all the time. Now you got a grandkid. You're not smoking while I'm in the car.
Yeah.
And she has asthma. My daughter has asthma. My youngest has asthma. And we don't even know when the asthma will hit. And when it does hit, baby, he has to take an ambulance.
No.
This baby was born with style. I'm going to need a lift. I'm in an ambulance. Okay. So I can't marry a smoker.
Yeah, I don't like
I could probably
smoke
date.
At all. I don't want you smoking cigarettes. I don't want you smoking weed. I don't like it. Mm. I just don't like it.
I don't mind like weed.
Really, every guy that I've dated has had some sort of like
smoke,
physical
stank
addiction to weed, and it's like, okay, people, I just don't like it now. And here's why I don't like it. I don't like how, one, I've seen one of my boyfriends for 5 years. Mm-hmm. He smoked a lot of weed. He changed along the line. I think he didn't know exactly what he was smoking. And he ended up having a psychotic break.
Shit.
And he was no longer the person that I knew. He became very paranoid, and he was thinking that people were watching him, and everywhere that he went, he put tape on cameras. It was so bad, like a conspiracy theorist. And even at one point, he believed me to be the enemy.
Wow.
And when he would only truly get like that when he smoked weed.
Wow.
And it made me wonder, man-made weed, or was it
like that? Kush.
Was it natural? You don't know because you're buying it from someone. They can tell you anything.
Exactly.
And that sometimes when people smoke, they have a different demeanor about them. And I think people smoke for different reasons.
Yeah.
And maybe, some for motivation and some to calm anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me, I don't want that in a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal breaker for me.
I think you might need an older man.
I think everybody smokes nowadays.
I think so too.
I think
because even the last 2 years, I have been seeing even CBD pop up everywhere. Come get your CBD. Got anxiety and depression?
I think that's
try CBD.
Stuff, though.
Huh?
That's lotion and stuff.
No, I've seen it in the flower form.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's also in the liquid form. You can smoke it, vape it, CBD.
Well, I'll just never be satisfied.
I guess not.
See, that makes me wonder, if I get a good man and he has all of these wonderful, terrific qualities, and then my deal breakers come in. You got animals.
Mm-hmm.
You got kids.
Mm-hmm.
You're an asshole.
Oh, my God.
You smoke.
Ugh.
Oh, wait, you can't be an asshole and be a good man. Okay, you got kids, you have an animal, and you smoke. I'm out of
you. You don't believe that a good man could smoke? I mean, that you could...
Yeah, but I have standards. I don't want to smell the weed. I don't want
my house smelling like cigarettes. It stains the walls. It stains your teeth. You begin to get jaundice when you're older. Jaundice?
When people smoke,
the spit
the lips get really dry and there's white around it, and then the breath stinks really badly.
It's in your gums, and they think that if they keep spraying cologne and
and then if you have beard hair, that it's the stench is
you gotta take that. Yeah, it's gotta.
I just rather factor. Not.
Yeah, I couldn't. Oh, well. I could not. A deal breaker for me would be, maybe not as tall. That's probably shallow. A godly man.
A godly man? That's a deal breaker?
No, it's not a deal breaker. I need that.
Oh, we're talking about deal breaker. I'm like, wait, you don't like the godly?
No, deal breakers, smoking, filthiness, asshole.
At least
you ain't got no friends. Oh, Lord. That is a major deal breaker. Because if he ain't got no friends, he's going to be up your ass.
I am okay with that.
No, I need my time.
I want my time, too. Okay, I'm selfish. Okay, no, I'm not sure what I want.
And, just, like, and it looks good. It looks good on a man when he has his... He has right, his friends.
When he has, like, when he has a go, life, yeah. And then you have a life, and then you guys have a life together. That's,
and I need him to, like, be around my friends. I just want to be like, the center friends.
Of the attention.
You want to be the center.
I
want to
be the center.
You know what I want to be? I want to be the person in the background.
We're so different.
We are really different. I can help you. Just tell me what you need. I don't want to be the center of attention. I can be the center of attention when it's just us or when it's just like, you know, like our family.
Oh, that's what I mean. Like, I want to be prioritized.
You want to be prioritized.
I want like your life to be about me. You're living for me.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Everything, everything that you're doing is for me. Yeah. You wake up to look good for me.
You work out
for me. You eat right for me. You make money for me. You are so concerned about me taking care of myself that you take care of me too. Your life, if you are my man, your life revolves around me.
Hmm.
Me. And this is why I'll never be satisfied.
Good Lord. You sound like somebody I used to know.
A lot of standards.
You have a lot of standards. And that's fine. That's good.
I used to know.
I just want like a best friend to fall in love with. Really?
No. I don't want a best friend. I want you to just take care of me.
Oh, I want to be taken care of. I want to take care of. I want to take care of him.
I don't want to take care
And to do that, I have to have, you know, lots of money. And because I wasn't born into it, I'm going to have to keep hustling.
It sounds like you know how to keep a good man if you get one. And it sounds like I'm going to have a lot of trouble.
What?
You said you want to be his best friend. I don't want to be his best friend. I don't want to care for him. I don't want to take care of him. I don't like.
Yeah,
I just want him to care for me.
But I think if yeah.
But this could be my PMS talking too.
Exactly. Very well.
I'm on my period, guys.
And that could be it.
Could be. Because sometimes I feel like I want to love. My love language is a gift. I'm a gifter. So if I buy you something, that means I care about you.
I don't know what mine is.
I got the book. You can read it.
Yes, I want it. Mm-hmm. I would love to read it and find out. Though. Of course. You won't get it back right away, but you will get it back.
So what do we have to do to keep a good man? What do you have to... tell me what you're going to do for your man. You got the good man. You got this man that we molded. Mm-hmm. We molded this man for you. Everything that you want in a man, he is right there. Mm-hmm. And he has committed to being with you for the rest of his life. As long as you can keep him. What are you doing? What are you doing to keep him?
I'm going to feed him.
How many times?
I mean, I guess the regular amount, the 3 meals and 3 snacks in between. Iron his clothes. When I think about...
You're going to iron his clothes?
Yeah.
Absolutely he's not.
He's not going outside. Listen, I need my man to look good.
Okay. Are you picking out his clothes too?
I don't need to. Okay. But if I have to, I will. But I don't need to. But he needs to have... He needs to be equipped with style.
Okay. You're going to feed him. You're going to iron his clothes. You're washing his clothes too.
Why not? I got to wash my own too.
Okay. I'll wash clothes. Okay. I'm going to piggyback off of you because I feel like you know what it takes to keep a good man and I'm just not there yet.
What?
No, I'm not there yet.
I don't feel like I have what it takes even.
Are you kidding
me? To have a good man. I just know, like, when I'm in my alone time and I'm praying, I'm like, God, I will do this.
You just haven't found the right one, but you know how to keep him if he's the right one.
If he's the right one.
See, you lost one because he wasn't good.
Yeah, exactly.
If he was good, you wouldn't have lost him.
No.
The way she lost him was not good.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It was not good, people.
It wasn't good.
So you're going to... Hold on, I got my fingers up. Mm-hmm. You're going to feed him.
Yeah.
You're going to wash his clothes and iron his clothes.
Yeah.
What else are you doing to keep this man?
Making him money.
You're going to make him money?
Yeah. He's going to be making me money.
Okay. All right.
Because we're going to need to go and do things, you know?
Okay, I'm not going to be super shallow. I'll make some money. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I can buy him stuff.
Because, you know, you're going to have to turn around and, like, show him how you love him. And, of course, you can still do it in your love language. But if there are some times where, like, somebody gave him something and all day he's thinking, oh, Jiffy's going to love this. He doesn't even want it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He gets home and he's like, oh, my goodness, remember we were talking about this? And he's, like, so excited to see your face. And that's all that's left, you know? When my guy is stressed out, if he's a good man, I'm thinking, oh no. You know, like when he hurts, I hurt. I don't know. I'm weird. I just want to love and be loved because I love love.
When you're hurt, I'm going to be like, what's wrong? Get up. I don't know what it takes to keep a good man. Do you have to have sex with him a certain amount of days a week? Certain, like, what do we have to do?
Oh, God. Well, you know what? I did see, like, this. Did you ever see that show, what is it? Married for 30 Days?
No.
Oh, my God. You need to watch this on TLC, Married for 30 Days. So they literally match you up what you've asked for.
Oh, that sounds
fun. Then y'all start talking about the 30 days, like, what y'all going to do, the responsibilities, the financials, all that shit. And after 30 days, if y'all decide y'all can be together, y'all stay together. If not, y'all get an annulment. Now, one of the things in there that was so interesting was that she was talking about having sex only 2 days a week. I bust the fuck out laughing.
Oh.
2 days a week. My pussy needs to be sore, bitch. Like, I need to be looking at you thinking, do we...
What about for the low?
Like, 4 more hours.
I'm like,
I want to be in the pantry. Like, I'm cooking so I look good from behind. So he's got to come. You know what I'm saying? Like, there needs to be this. That's the
point. I don't think that I'm a real woman.
About.
I'm not a real woman.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. What about the people who have, like, busy lives and low sex drives? Okay.
Okay.
Once a month is not going to work. This is not how I'm going to keep a good man.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to get a good man.
Do they have Viagra for women?
I don't know.
Oh.
But I was told that sex drive comes from, like, your mentality, too.
Okay.
As soon as, like, if I focus my attention on sex instead of business, then maybe my sex drive will increase.
Okay.
But me, at this moment in my life, don't know if I have what it takes to keep a good man, because the last thing that is on my mind is sex.
Is to bed him.
I don't want to do that.
I can't keep my hands off of a sexy man. I literally have to say, be good.
Even if they're just so sexy.
Oh, Lord. Even when they're like nuts.
Like, well, that's not going to drive me. Like, yeah, you're sexy, but shit. Sexy ain't gonna pay my bills.
You know what does it for me sometimes? What? No, all the time. When that man looks at you that way. Like when a lion's out to hunt.
Oh, God.
Sees that gazelle.
I don't think I pay attention.
Oh, my Lord. All men have it. It is the sexiest
so
thing
capable
you have ever seen. Oh.
When you have it. I have a question. When you have a good man. And you know, like, he's a good man. And he's the one. Is it appropriate to go to the man with a plan and say, look, I like you. You like me. Mm-hmm. We've been fucking for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. We've been together. We've been doing things like we're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I made up my mind. I want to be with you and I want to move forward in life with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to do that?
I mean, I don't see any reason why. I don't see any reason why
we
at
should
all.
Do it, right? Because we'll get our answer either way. If you want that with us, true. We'll know.
Yeah.
And then if you don't want that with us, we'll also know and mm-hmm. we'll know how to move. Because if you tell me no, I don't want to be with you, mm-hmm. I might have to categorize you now. You might just be somebody that, you know.
The fuck buddy?
Maybe. Or somebody that's just there for just comfort. Just there.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's the worst.
Is it?
You're there for comfort?
Well, like...
A pillow could be there for comfort. Yeah. A teddy bear could... Vodka.
I am tequila. So fucked up in the head. I am fucked up in the head.
Please don't have me around for comfort. Here I am putting in my best. My best.
Is it possible to push a good man away?
Oh, yeah. How? Sabotage? Probably from previous relationships, I would think.
Or not having sex with him.
Or not having sex with
him? If I don't have sex with him, he's leaving.
But could you have intimacy?
There's no in-between with men. They don't just rub your feet and rub your back and not expect you to give them pussy. That's what they do. They're not nobody's rubbing my feet just like because they want to. They want pussy. That's like no guy is doing like intimacy stuff mm-hmm. for nothing in return. Like you're not just going to cuddle with me. You're not just going to rub my hair just because. Like the rubbing the hair turns into rubbing my back, then rubbing my butt, then squeezing it. And now your like genitals are in my vagina.
Exactly. Isn't
so there's
wonderful?
No such thing as intimacy
I
without
sex.
I
love how that works out. I love it.
Every single time. It's like, I'm so literal
well,
of a person.
No, I had a boyfriend once. He was very affectionate, and it kind of annoyed me, because I'm an affectionate person, too.
I'm not. No affection.
But he was like, real, real. He's kind of like what I said earlier. The older gentleman. Just so touchy. So touchy. I'm walking by, and you're just reaching out for me. Ooh, Miss Hughes, is all of that for me? No.
What's your maiden name?
Davis.
Miss Davis. You're now Miss Davis.
I'm Miss Davis. Well, my kids asked that I would have their...
They don't understand.
They don't. No.
All of y'all can't have the same last name.
You know, one of the things that I remember, I even told my mom, why don't you go back to your maiden name? I'm fine. I remember telling her,
there
I'm
might
fine.
Be some perks with that.
True. Yeah.
Okay, Raquel. Just based off of... Like, so we talked about what a man is,
mm-hmm.
what a good man is,
mm-hmm.
what we believe is a good man,
yeah.
what we can do to keep a good man, how can we push a good man away?
Yeah.
Do you think that we're capable of holding on to a good man?
Absolutely.
Me too?
Yes. Yes.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. That is the God's honest truth. Yes, you can.
I can.
Yes.
I'm capable.
Everybody's capable, unless you're just a demon. Yeah. You are capable of love.
Are you ready to find your man?
No, not right now. I'm still trying to get over some shit. And I'm, you know, it's kind of made me batshit crazy. So I'm not completely batshit crazy, but if you see my eye twitch, you should probably get ghost.
I can get that. Like I used to say it all the time, and I used to hear it from people that you shouldn't bring anyone else in your life until your life is ready for
yeah.
that. Like, you need to fix yourself first before you can have somebody else in it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I do not.
I'm like a work in progress.
I am really doing my very best to make sure that my baggage is not drug into the next relationship.
Preach, yeah. woman.
I'm trying. I'm so trying.
Well, all you good men out there. Go ahead, Raquel. Tell them. Oh, you beautiful men.
I miss you, beautiful men. Want.
What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. She can't.
I can't wait. I can. Because the process is going to be so beautiful.
Is it okay to date multiple men at once?
I was told by a guy 2 weeks ago, if you are looking for your perfect man, sitting at home ain't gonna get him. get your ass out there and start dating. You're going to have to date no matter what.
So dating is just like going on dates with different people. I'm not having sex with
people. 'Cause you're learning. No.
I don't want to do that.
No. You're literally learning what you want.
Okay.
And I'm scared. I don't want to date.
Ugh. You just want to settle.
No, I don't want to settle.
Not settle, but you want to be in a relationship. Like, you want to lock it down.
I want to lock it down.
But you can't lock it down if you don't date.
If you don't date. Because you'll never know what you really like. You don't want to get down. You don't want to be 15 years down the road. Hey, look, it's not going to work out between us. Our zodiac signs even say that we don't go together.
I think we've learned a lot about ourselves today.
Yeah.
What I got out of this is that I am a terrible partner, and I don't think that I can be in a relationship with a good man because I feel like I drive that man crazy, and I'm so selfish. I just want to cry right now.
I don't think that you're a bad person. You're not a bad person.
I'm not a bad person. I don't think that I'm ready for a good man.
Really?
I don't know how to treat a good man.
I think that you have so much going on.
But is that like an excuse? Because I know plenty of women who are just like very successful and they have like a beautiful family and their man is right by their side because they say like, I'm a wife first before anything. And I don't know that I can be that person. I don't want to be a wife first before anything. And that sucks. I don't know. Say something positive so I can stop.
Everything will work out.
Are these chips?
Yeah. I bought those and then I couldn't find them for hours.
There they are.
They're like, no, they're not Lay's. They're the ribbed chips. But it's lime.
I found them for you.
I know. And I don't want them because I'm not hungry.
Can I have them?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
They're red. They're lime and jalapeno.
Ooh. Okay. Do you want to add anything?
Well, guys and gals. Gals.
Actually, our analytics say that guys listen to us more than females.
Wow. Well, I hope that this didn't like discourage you guys or scare y'all off. We are just trying to understand so we can get it right.
Yeah, I think
I did it, but 15 years down the road and
mostly
now I'm back
just
at
trying to figure
one.
Out what that means for us.
Exactly.
Like, we're just venting to you guys. You exactly. should just Don't, help us.
Yeah,
help Send us. Send us comments. Yeah. How do we get good men?
How do we get good men?
How do we keep good men?
Yeah, and no self-sabotaging. And that would be under, like, insecurity. So what we would not like in a man
Maybe
is probably
we should
what
talk
they wouldn't like in us.
I'm not insecure at all. Any way, shape, or form. Like,
I'm on my way of not being insecure anymore.
I look good.
I have a great personality. Can I just say that?
I got good personality.
Man.
My feet are cute.
I can clean a motherfucking house.
I am athletic.
I can run.
She sure can.
And I'm fast.
Cook.
I can cook too.
I only eat vegetables, but I can cook.
I actually look better if you're cooking and I'm sitting with a glass of wine. Just saying.
See, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I guess the qualities that I'm looking for in a man are like very similar to mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think mine are kind of similar. Either, you know, light skin, bright skin, half white, 6'3".
I actually...
Not religious, but a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
A family man. Oh, my God. Please be a family man. Mm. Please don't be an asshole.
Just to be clear, we're not looking for men right now.
No, we're not looking for men.
We're not on the market for that right now. But we...
But the men that are listening, that have a woman, that have a good woman, be nice.
Yeah, some of these things that we're talking about, other women believe the same thing.
And you know why they believe that? Because they say this. You'll know a good man by the way he treats his mother.
Mm.
If he treats his mother, his mama shitty, he's going to treat
you
shitty.
You know what they say about women?
What?
They know how crazy a woman is if you look at her mother.
And oh, yeah.
Well, there's no hope for me.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.